We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside the
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
What a past week it was for Mick Cronin, logging two wins and repositioning the Bruins into a tie for first place in the Pac-12 standings. And with that, we welcome you into the Bruin Insider Show. The crew is here, ready to go, on standby for the great Tracy Murray, former UCLA basketball player and, of course, a Bruin legend, an icon in his own right, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We are all on social media, so follow us on Twitter at Real Tracy Murray. Nick is on Twitter at NKOOP, and I'm at Brian Fenley. We got you here for the next hour, and here is what the treasure map reads. We're going to look back, have comprehensive breakdowns of the two wins last week against Arizona State, the nail biter, the suspenseful victory that fell into the Bruins' favor, and also the W against Arizona. Then we will look ahead to the Mountain Schools and those games against Utah and Colorado as we look into the keys to a Bruin win against those upcoming teams. We also have Mick Cronin on for an extensive interview, so this will be a whole lot of fun. He joins us towards the back half of the hour. And then we have UCLA gymnastic star and Margzetta Frazier joining us, who has learned that one of her childhood idols, Nick, now looks up to her. So we'll get into that story as well.
So you're saying it's a loaded show, huh?
Yes.
It was great for UCLA in two games they needed to have. that they did it in different ways. We saw the defense really shine in the win against Arizona, and then the offense able to stay resilient and continue to battle throughout that second half against ASU and pick up two much-needed victories. And now we see if they can keep it rolling as they go on one of the tougher road trips coming up this weekend.
And this show will keep on rolling right after this as we bring in Tracy Marie to look back at that Arizona State 80-79 win for the Bruins. And then, of course, the win against Sean Miller's Arizona Wildcats earlier in the week as well. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Time to run back what took place on the Bruin basketball slate last week. And we start with that suspenseful finish, an 80-79 UCLA win at home against Arizona State. And the Bruins never led this game until the final 1.4 seconds. Yes, thanks to a Jalen Clark free throw at the end, UCLA gets the win as it is Mick Cronin's 400th career win. And if you saw afterwards, there was a viral video that was posted by UCLA Athletic Director Martin Jarman where he handed Mick Cronin the game ball and all the players in the locker room were huddling around him celebrating. So it was a great feeling, good vibes. And Tracy, what I wanted to get into first of all, is this was a game we were trailing the whole time. What do you think about the moxie of this team to never wilt, to never give up and give them a chance, themselves a chance at the end to pull out this victory?
Well, this team has won a lot of close games, overtime games, games by 1, 2, 3 points, games where they needed a stop and got it, and then needed a basket or a free throw or two and got it. So they're used to being in these type of grind them out, need a stop, need a bucket type games. And when you look at this game, the Bruins shot 4 of 15 from 3 and 6 of 9 from the free throw line and still managed to get this W.
They kept clawing their way back over and over. I noticed it was the most points UCLA has allowed in a win, not counting the triple overtime game against Pepperdine. The thing that stood out to me, Tracy, In addition to their resiliency, was the post-production that UCLA got from Cody Riley and Mack Etienne. It was the first time, I think, that these two have had quality games within the same game since Riley got hurt and Jalen Hill's absence a few weeks ago. So combined between the two of them, you get 26 points on 9 of 9 shooting, 8 for 8 at the line, and 10 rebounds. Even Kenny Nuba came in and got a couple points and a couple rebounds. I know this was a favorable matchup against Arizona State, but I thought it was really great for UCLA to get some consistent post-production throughout the course of an entire game coming down the stretch run of the season here.
Absolutely, especially when you're facing a team that's kind of similar to you, meaning size. Arizona State's not very big, and I thought that it was perfect timing for Cody Riley to have a big one. And it was it was perfect timing for Mack Etienne to get his feet wet and start feeling comfortable and knocking down shots and free throws. And both of them was a major impact. You got to tip your hat to what they did in the paint.
You're listening to the Brute Insider Show. That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You guys brought up the free throw makes. That was clutch as can be. UCLA, whether it was Cody Riley or it was Tiger Campbell or it was Jalen Clark, the guys, when it mattered most, they hit their free throws. And Mick Cronin said after the game, this might be the best free throw shooting team I have had in my 18 years of being a Division I head coach. And we saw at the end of this game as well, Tracy, on Arizona State side. So Remy Martin, Lonzo Verge, these guys were having a lot of success offensively, whether it was Verge attacking the paint or it was Remy Martin pulling up from 30, 35 feet and seemingly draining those. But he was knocked out of his rhythm late. UCLA goes to a bit of a zone look, challenges things. And I don't know about you, Tracy, because you were obviously on the call on the radio side, but I was watching this game on television, and the broadcasters kept saying, well, if Arizona State wins this game, well, they could win in the conference tournament, and they could go on and do all these things. They didn't even win. So let's give UCLA some more credit.
Well, I mean, people over-exaggerate what teams can do. I know that Arizona State's good. They just had a lot of bad luck this year with injuries and COVID and all kinds of other things going on. They have talent there. Now, to talk about the game for a second, Verge and Remy Martin, they were absolutely killing the Bruins in the first half. But what I notice about those guys, they normally have huge first halves and they run out of gas at the end. And that's the same thing that happened this game.
Well, a guy who didn't run out of gas in either game, really, Jaime Jaquez Jr., obviously a great game against Arizona. In this game, though, he continues to rebound well. He has really stepped up and gotten dirty on the inside. 10 more rebounds. And part of an effort where UCLA, they looked like they did a month or so ago. When you look at things statistically on offense, 7 players scoring 8 or more points. I feel like, Tracy, that is when UCLA is at its best. Yes, it's nice to get a big game from Jaquez, which I'm sure we're going to talk about, like he did against Arizona, or like Johnny Juzang did against Washington. But I feel like some of the best times we've seen UCLA this year is when they get that kind of balance. What do you think?
Absolutely. And Jaquez had 25, but if you look up and down that score sheet, you had Cody Riley with 10. You had Campbell with 13, you had Juzang and Bernard with 9, and that's what they're used to getting. You know, when they're winning games and they're in rhythm as a team and they're in sync and they're winning like the way they're supposed to, they have 5 or 6 guys in double figures. It's hard to guard 5 or 6 guys in double figures. To me, that's the key to them. When one person is scoring too many points, then it takes other guys out of rhythm and it takes incentive for guys to play defense when they need to play because they're not getting touches. So you need to balance that attack out, especially with this team, because there's no one individual that can carry them on a nightly basis to a win. Juzang with the 32 the other night, he got his first win out of 3 games that he had big game scoring. Jaquez got a win with his 25 because there were 4 guys that also scored well. So the key is the other guys, not one guy scoring big.
Yeah, and let's go to that Jaquez 25-point performance, which came in a win, a double-digit win last week against Arizona. where it was a performance he did on his 20th birthday, and he said he celebrated after the game by playing Super Smash Brothers with his teammates in the dorm room. So I guess that would be something I would do if I was 20 years old again. But here's what I liked, Tracy, about the performance of Jaime Jaquez. His offensive repertoire was so diverse. He was able to take advantage of mismatches, whether he had a bigger guy on him or he had a smaller guy on him, and he was able to shoot over the top of that person. Sean Miller, Arizona's head coach, said afterwards, the offense of UCLA totally overwhelmed the defense, and he spotlit Jaime Jaquez as the biggest problem. How was he able to, particularly in this game, completely decode that Wildcats defense?
Well, just what you said earlier, when you described his game and how he was scoring. When he had smaller guys, they threw it to him on the block and he punished them. You know, and then when he had bigger guys on the outside, he was able to make them dance, get them off balance and go by them or pull up and take shots. If you look at his stat line, he was 10 of 12, 1 of 3 from 3, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. He had 5 rebounds, and he had 25 points with 3 steals. So you look at how efficient he was. Like in the Juzang games, he's a volume shooter, and he catch fire in a sense in the game, you know, where he may catch fire for a little stretch, and then he scores really quickly. But you look up, and he's 10 of 21 or something like that. Jaime did his in 10 of 12. That's efficient, and that's also not taking shots away from everybody else.
I thought that second half against Arizona was maybe the best half of basketball we've seen from them all season. And as good as the offense was, and it was really good, shooting 73% over those second 20 minutes, the defense really helped them win this game going away. 9 steals, the second most on the season. They took advantage of 16 Arizona turnovers. I know some of that was Arizona being very careless at times, but I felt like, Tracy, you could feel the Bruins just wearing them down throughout the course of the second half. Where do you think that half of basketball ranks for you from what you've seen for the Bruins this season?
It might have been the best half that they played all season. 9 steals, like you said. They forced Arizona into 16 turnovers, and they got 18 points off of those 16 turnovers. That was huge, especially in the second half when they needed to come back, because the Bruins had dug themselves a little hole that they had to pull themselves out of in order to win that basketball game. Hello?
Tracy, you there?
Tiger Campbell.
Are you here?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
We got Tiger, you, Brian.
Yeah, Tiger Campbell, what he could do offensively in the second half against Arizona, it was just so jaw-dropping seeing his mid-range game pulling up over guys' faces and just draining 15-footers. But coming up next, we're going to steer our attention into the future as the Bruins go back on the road. It's Utah and Colorado this upcoming week. How is Mick Cronin and the Bruins going to come out of this stretch with 2 road wins? We will discuss next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we heard you could use some help paying for gas.
Yes. My wife has been battling cancer for 2 years now, and it's really a big burden to have to pay for gas to drive back and forth for my wife's chemo treatment.
Right.
Round trip is almost 145 miles.
Wow.
It would really be a great blessing to not have to worry about that gas.
Well, Honda would like to help. We're going to cover the cost of gas, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. That would really help a lot.
Today we helped a family in need, and we can help you too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda. Like the Accord, a Car and Driver 10 Best winner a record 35 times. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Bill is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Car and Driver, November 2020.
Places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball has a date in Salt Lake City against Utah on Thursday. They will tip things off 5 p.m. Pacific, and you can listen to the game on AM 1150. Let's break down the game, guys. So, first of all, it's a Utes team this year that is very fickle. They are consistently inconsistent. They have trademark wins against Stanford, and they came back from 19 against Colorado in the second half. But then last week, they lose to Oregon State by double digits, and they fall in a close one to Oregon. So it's very hard to discern this team because there's so many different highs and lows. And part of the problem is at this current juncture, they don't have all their guys. Mikael Jantanen, one of their stars, who's been a starting forward for them, has been working out with the Finnish national team. He has since traveled back to Salt Lake City and is undergoing a quarantine, so there's some speculation on whether or not he will be available due to CDC guidelines for this game. And then Rylan Jones as well, a point guard, has been dealing with an injury. But Tracy, you go to the heavy hitters offensively for Utah, and you think of the likes of Timmy Allen and Alfonso Plummer, and just a couple weeks ago, Plummer went off against the Bruins back in Westwood.
Absolutely. You have to make sure you know where Plummer is, especially at the beginning of the game. That's where shooters and scorers get established. I think if you can really jump on Plummer and don't allow him any open catch and shoots at the beginning, then you won't have to worry about him the rest of the game. But if you allow him to do like he did against the Bruins at the first game, to just catch and shoot and knock down like your first 9-11 points, you're going to be in for a long night trying to guard this dude. So you're best to just start putting out his fire at the beginning. Concentrate on him at the beginning of the game. Timmy Allen is not really a shooter. He's a scorer. So you need to just, you know, pretty much close down the driving lanes and keep him off the free throw line, and you'll be good.
And Utah has not had a great year. 9-10 overall, 6-9 in conference. But they've had a lot of close games. 7 of those 9 conference losses have come by a combined 33 points, including just a 2-point loss in Pauley. So they're not far off from, if a few things go their way, maybe they're battling for one of those top seeds to get a bye in the Pac-12 tournament instead of being back in 9th place. Rylan Jones, our point guard, a guy that Tiger Campbell will be going against, Tracy. And Tigers had some really good games against Utah in the past. It sets up for an opportunity for him here against the Utes, don't you think?
Yeah, especially if Jones plays. I think that Tiger has an advantage there because Jones Tiger's a little bit more experienced, even though they're the same year, kind of. He has a little bit more experience and talent, and I think he's a little bit more craftier. He can get to where he needs to be to score the basketball and set up his teammates. But if you look at this Utah team for a second, they have 7 sophomores and 6 freshmen, 13 underclassmen. This is the reason why they're losing games. And if you look at the games they're losing, they're losing them on the road. At home, they're playing better because role players play better at home. Young players play better at home. They're comfortable there. So this is a game you cannot overlook. You have to really take them seriously, even though they're 9-10.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. If Ryan Jones does not go for Utah, expect Pelly Larson to step in at the guard position, and he's pretty good, but yeah, one of the youngsters on this team. Another glaring problem for Utah, they just can't rebound, guys. There was a game that they won against Idaho State earlier this year, and the Utes were out-rebounded by 17, 41-24, and they still won the game. They are near the bottom of the conference in offensive and defensive rebounding, and so the Bruins need to feast on the boards, come up with those second-chance opportunities, and I think that We've also seen that Timmy Allen has been turnover prone at times. There are a couple games this year where he's had 6 turnovers per, so if you keep him out of his comfort zone, that could be super beneficial. Flipping over, Tracy, to Colorado. It's a team that seems to be NCAA tournament caliber. What do you make about what they've done, and certainly their star guard that they've had and they've run with for so long?
I tell you what, McKinley Wright is one of the best guards out in the Pac-12. He's really, really solid. He can score the basketball. He sets his teammates up. He's averaging 14.5 points a game. He'll rebound for a guard, 4 rebounds a game, 5.4 assists. He shoots 48% from the field, 84% from the free throw line. But if you were to look at a weakness, it's just 27% behind the three-point line. So on pick and rolls, you can go underneath it depending on how far the pick and roll is being set out. Now, if it's right at the line, he can knock those down. If it's further, a little bit further behind the line, now you can go underneath the pick and roll and force him to shoot those long threes.
I remember last year, this was such a huge game in Boulder and really setting up like a big game again. Colorado currently on the right side of the bubble for the NCAA tournament, but they're really fighting for their NCAA tournament lives right here. Wins against USC and UCLA could almost assure them a spot, so they're going to be hungry. They're very good at home, Tracy. 8-1 on the season. Only Utah has beaten them in Boulder. The thing I look at, Brian, you brought up the rebounding for Utah, and I also feel like that's going to be a big point of emphasis against a strong, physical Colorado team. Against Arizona last week, we saw UCLA rebound well despite the size of the Wildcats. I think UCLA ended up losing the rebounding battle -1, but that's very good going up against that Arizona team. So does that performance against the size you saw against Arizona give you a little more confidence for the Bruins going into this matchup against Colorado?
Well, the difference between Arizona and Colorado is Colorado got some veterans on the team. That's what worries me. Deshaun Schwartz is a veteran. Evan Batty is a veteran. You know, these guys have been in the war against UCLA before. They know how to play against them. They know to be physical against the Bruins. If Batty gets Cody Riley in foul trouble, the Bruins are in trouble. And you know, when they see each other, they're like two gladiators. They're physically going at each other the whole time. At UCLA, Batty got in foul trouble, but it could have easily been Cody Riley. So they're going at it pretty tough physically. So Cody has to stay out of foul trouble.
We're going to get Mick Cronin's take on Cody Riley coming up in the next segment as Mick is going to join us. But Tracy, we got you on the call on Thursday at 5, tip off on AM 1150, and then the Colorado game in Colorado, 7 p.m. Saturday on AM 570. That tip-off again, 7 pregame show starts at 6:30. Tracy Murray, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to hearing your insights and hopefully 2 wins when we talk to you next week.
Hopefully. Thanks, guys. Go Bruins.
Go Bruins indeed. And coming up next, Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach, joins us. He speaks about the growth from Cody Riley, not just on the basketball court, but the human aspect and what he's done off the game to make himself a more mature human being. That discussion with Coach is right after this. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand-new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key, with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office. That's three from downtown. Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball head coach Mick Cronin, who is the newest member of college basketball's 400 win club, joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show to look back at the wins last week against Arizona State and Arizona. Mick, who was sweating through their shirt more? Was it Jalen Clark when he was at the foul line at the end of the game over the weekend against Arizona State? He made one of those shots, leads to the Bruin win. Or was it you from the sideline watching those final moments all unfold?
We got what we wanted in transition, but we called a timeout, changed the defense. We got what we wanted, which was Remy Martin and Alonzo Verge not attacking the basket. You know, they could have made the shot, but neither one of them took it. We were able to force somebody else to shoot without fouling. And I think at the end of the game, if you're on the run and the other team's trying to get back on defense, you have the ball in the right guy's hands, the guy you want the ball in his hands, Tiger Campbell, had it. So to me, I would only call a timeout there if we look, you know, something was really wrong from a disorganization standpoint. So Tiger made a great move. We put him at, you know, we put their 7-footer in the pick and roll. I couldn't believe when he missed it. I couldn't believe it. He missed a 3-footer unguarded in the lane. And then from there, you couldn't really see such a scrum. I actually did Jalen Clark get fouled, and then, I got to see the video, and the guy totally yanked him down, so he couldn't lay it in. But I wasn't nervous at all, to be honest with you, when he was shooting the free throws. There was no doubt in my mind he would make one out of two. Jalen Clark's a very good free throw shooter.
I also wanted to ask about playing him in a small ball lineup. He's not a small guy at 6'5", 195, but he's not super big either, but he's able to handle defending guys that are bigger than him. How's he able to do that for you?
He has athletic gifts and instincts. You know, some people, you can be a really good athlete and explosive, but Jalen has good instincts defensively. You know, he's a bright kid, but he has natural instincts on the defensive end, and he's tough as nails, you know, so he's not just going to give up low post position. He's not going to abdicate his position to a bigger guy just because of the size, his speed, his quickness. So guys like him are really sometimes tough for big guys. Don't want to, because it's hard to back him down. He's going to steal the ball from you. So unless they can just catch it, keep it high, and lay it high, he's a problem for some bigger guys, and he can guard five positions, which is why I recruited him. You know, I thought that's what he was. And, and in time, obviously we didn't get an off season, but with off season work and, development, as his offense develops, that you have a very effective player, but he's helped us win a lot of games this year, even just with his defense.
Mick, let's go to the play of Cody Riley, a man who, after the win last week against Arizona, said this guy has done wonders in improving himself, improving this team. You like his heart. You like his toughness. What have you seen as the biggest undeniable difference
in him today to the man you met when you first took over the program that the public can't see, that we don't just see on the court?
Well, I'll give you on and off the floor. You know, he's really come out of his shell as a person. You know, the China incident would do that to anybody, you know, would put anybody in a shell. You know, young people make one mistake, obviously, you know, bad mistake. But, I mean, can you imagine the mental pressure that put him under? You know, and the one thing I tried to talk with him about was, you know, he had the opportunity that was going to be part of his past, you know, all he had to do was be his best self for the rest of his time at UCLA and learn to show people his smile. And you've seen his interviews here over the last year. He's done a great job. And he's come out of his shell. And I keep telling him, you know, you got every time you get a chance to get in front of a microphone, meet people, which now you don't see anybody like he just every day. Just to, you know, so people understand that you're a great guy. You know, you're a great young guy that's growing up and learning and getting a college experience here at UCLA like everybody else and growing as a young person and trying to find your way. So he's really come a long way just from having to deal with the, you know, obviously, you know, deal with the ramifications of that incident. Obviously accepts responsibility, but you can imagine how, you know, the pressure that something that public would put somebody under. So I'm really proud of how far he's come as a person, and that's allowed him to come even further as a player. Now, lately here, guys, you know, his ankle's been tough. You know, he's really been playing on heart for the last couple games, you know, since he hurt that ankle the day before the USC game. But, you know, he got back to himself offensively. We haven't practiced him much, so he lost his rhythm. But 6-for-6 and 5-for-5 from the line, obviously, against Arizona State. We needed all of them because the way they were making shots, it was going to be tough to get a win if we didn't get to 80 points. So he's also, I'll add this, he's developed into a leader, and he's really, really coachable. He's really bought into our coaching. Darren Savino's done a great job with him individually, and it's allowed him to grow. Guys that believe and are smart enough to know that the coaching is going to help you, that it's not criticism, it's coaching, it's teaching. And Cody gets that, and that's really a credit to him.
I asked Jules Bernard last week about him and the rest of the guys handling changing roles. And I know it's probably just the nature of a basketball season where guys get hurt, guys develop and grow into different roles over the course of a year. But how do you think guys have handled different things that you've asked of them and your coaching staff have asked for them? Because it does seem like I was thinking back to November and those first couple games and where we are now. And it just seems like you've got a totally different team and what you're asking of guys.
Well, obviously, you know, you lose Chris and you lose Jalen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like if you lose them last July, then you got all preseason and, you know, you're planning without them. So when you lose guys on the run, you know, it's an adjustment for everybody. I think, you know, what I ask the guys to do is you worry about the team. Let me worry about you. That's my line to those guys. You know, you know, when it comes to your career and what you want to become, let me worry about that. Okay. And I'm going to tell you every day, you know, what you need to do to get better. Okay. Whether it's Kenneth Nuba and his agility and his footwork and his extra jump rope, Mac Etienne and getting stronger physically, you know, whatever, Johnny Juzang defensively, he's got to improve immensely for his career. Let me worry about your career right now. Once the season starts, the teams that are going to win and win the most are going to worry about winning. Worry about helping your team win. Let me worry about your career. You worry about helping your team win. Those are the teams that win. You know, the guys that are thinking about their career and their stats, that stuff, it just kills teams. In team sports, you got to worry about one thing, winning. You know, it's like golf, the Ryder Cup. Nobody's worried about their payday or their sponsorships or any of that stuff during that. That's why it's one of the best sporting events in the world, because you have all those guys just come together and play for free. So you have to get a team to do that. I think that's the real key to coaching.
Mick Cronin with us, UCLA head basketball coach. Mick, don't go anywhere. We are going to continue our conversation with you. It's kind of like halftime with you. And as we take you into the next segment here, one of the questions we have for you is the matchup upcoming against Utah and the biggest challenges you think the Utes present. Look forward to getting your take on that and this upcoming road trip this week. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Before we get back to Mick Cronin, just a reminder, later on in the hour, UCLA gymnast Mark Zetta Frazier will join us as she discusses the thrill of having one of her routines go viral and the outpouring of support that has come because of that. But we bring in Mick Cronin. Mick, thanks again so much for your time here on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You got a big road trip coming up. Let's start with Utah. Mick, you are never worried, nor was Jaime Jaquez, of the stats when there were games in which he wasn't scoring as much as we had been used to, because you knew he always had it. He knew it was always there. What he did last week in his performances, had over 20, had a career high on his birthday against Arizona, and then comes up with 10 rebounds against Arizona State. What has this guy done to once again show how beneficial he is to the success of this team by just even these last two games?
Well, he's just a competitor. That's the thing that I tell him, again, some games he might have the right matchup where he's going to score more. He's going to make more baskets. Some other games, it's a tough defensive assignment for him. We're asking him to do much more on the backboard now without Chris and Jalen. We're far from a long, tall, jumping, athletic team. Jaime and Jules, we really need them on the backboard. And Johnny stepped up his rebounding. So with Jaime, he's doing great. And I think you got to remind yourself, he's a young guy. That was very good high school player, but not an elite high school player. And what he's done here is remarkable. And it's a real credit. In my opinion, it's a credit to his toughness and his competitive spirit. And I have to remind him, that's what you need to worry about. You know, Don't worry about your career. Just keep your, you have a career because of your toughness and competitive spirit.
We've seen you employ a zone defense over these last few weeks, including on that last possession against ASU. What's your assessment of how that's gone, and what are you looking for when you're deciding when and how to employ a zone defense against opposing teams?
Well, the SC game was an aberration, right? No Cody. It was the week we lost Jalen. Mac Etienne's first game. You know, I just figured if we play man, or, you know, Mac and Kenny are going to foul out by halftime. You know, neither guy ever plays. And Mac has never played. Kenny's rarely played. We'll be fouled out by halftime against the Mobley brothers. So it was out of necessity. We do work on it for special situations. You know, there's times, you know, when you assess, I thought that, you know, they had called the foul where Tiger made the two to tie it. And we had shot quite a bit of quite a few free throws down the stretch. And with Arizona's team speed, I just figured if we came out in a man-to-man that Verge or Remy was going to take it right to the basket. And if you recall the game at Arizona State, we had no timeouts. And late in the game, Verge went to the basket and Tiger fouled him, and he made two to send it to overtime. So it was a tie game, and this time I had a timeout. So I called it and said, look, you know, told the guys, we've got to try to make somebody else beat us on a jump shot. We can't let these two guys put a foul on us, driving it down our throats. And guys did that, and we were forcing it. You know, we got what we wanted out of that, and it worked out for us, and the key was getting a rebound.
You got what you wanted the last time you played Utah. It was a close win, 72-70, about to take them on again. And it's a team that right around 500, they've struggled a little bit. But what is deceiving, Mick, about that record and why they are better than their record suggests, and what you're thinking about as far as them going into Thursday's game?
Yeah, well, first of all, you always look at a team who they are at home, right? You know, they just lost two brutally tough games on the road at Oregon. They're up three with 2 minutes to play at Oregon. And that's Oregon at full strength. You know, they're a team that can beat, and they've shown they can beat anybody in our league. And at home, you got to look at who they are at home. So at home, they're giving like 38% from the field and shooting 48% almost. So they're a very, very different team at home. They just had to play four in a row on the road. I don't think anybody in our leagues had to do that. Maybe one other team. So that's even worse. Four in a row on the road. Before that, they beat Arizona by 15. Their last home game, they beat Arizona by 15. And were dominant. They were really dominant in that game. So they shoot a much higher percentage at home. They're a better defensive team. So, you know, Timmy Allen's our leading scorer, the plumber guy, you know, he's talking about seniors, two seniors, and they know it's their last homestand, right? They got very few left at home. So you're going to take their best shot. Just like I told Tiger, Remy Martin's coming to play. It was his last game in Los Angeles, right? It's going to be a great challenge. Great challenge. You know, you just got to find a way to – we got to hopefully try to find a way to give ourselves a chance to win and with our defense and our rebounding and take care of the ball. But, you know, they've got more than enough talent to beat anybody in our league.
And by that same thought, Colorado 8-1 at home. I know Utah's front of mind. What are you expecting to see out of the Buffs? Always a tough physical team.
Yeah, and all the metrical stuff, Nick, they're top 20, right? And all the college basketball, computer, whatever stuff, you know, is very overrated. But they are. So I'd say most importantly, well-coached, big physical team. McKinley Wright, great, great player. Schwartz, a great senior. Batty has had a great year on the interior for them. And we've beat them three in a row. So – you know, you got to understand they're not going to be in a very good mood to play us.
And they're a team on the bubble right now too, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Colorado's playing for the NCAA tournament. You don't know what's going to happen in their game against SC. You know, and you talk about Utah, they won at Colorado. That tells you, you know, what they're capable of, you know, with Plummer getting hot. So look, there's no, we have no easy path anymore, you know, but that's life in the, you know, Pac-12. The thing that bothers me most is how underrated when you win, it's, you know, the nationally, like somebody told me USC dropped out of the top 25, which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, other teams that you're in the Big 12, you got seven losses, you're 15th in the country. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous the disrespect for this conference this year. It is mind-boggling. But, hey, it is what it is, guys. But it puts pressure on you because the people think you're supposed to win every game, and it's just not realistic. You know, the teams are too good in our league.
Well, I know you've gotten your fair share of respect, given you just picked up your 400th career win, which was a feat that you did on Saturday. Congratulations to you, Mick, and thank you for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. We will be rooting you on with those two games on the road this week.
Hey, it's great catching up with you guys all the time. I'm sure I'll see you again. Hopefully, knock on wood, we get to March and talk to you maybe before we head to Indianapolis and get.
So Mick brought up USC. Since they lost to Arizona last week, that puts UCLA and USC in a tie for first in the Pac-12 standings. Coming up next, UCLA gymnast Margzetta Frazier speaks on the upcoming Black Excellence Meet taking place this weekend, plus how a viral video involving herself led her to her celebrity childhood idol. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Margzetta Frazier of the UCLA gymnastics team joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. Margzetta, you've got a tremendously big meet coming up on Saturday, 11 a.m. against Oregon State. It'll be on the Pac-12 networks. It's the Black Excellence Meet. What does Black Excellence mean to you, and how do you want the sport of gymnastics to embrace it more?
Well, essentially, what Black Excellence means to me is just watching Black individuals and their aspirations, whether if it's creativity, leadership, uplifting others, just watching Black people as one, as a whole, just continue to share the love with each other and just watching the world continue to educate themselves on equality and how to make everything single person in this world feel loved, and just do them. And educating the public on all of our accomplishments, all of the huge things we have done for the world over the centuries, which we can showcase during this meet through, I hope, videos, whether it's videos, through songs, through floor routines that dedicate certain movements to Black power and Black culture. And I'm very excited to be a part of it. And I hope that everyone watching at home really enjoys it. And most importantly, learns something new that day.
One thing I really appreciate you guys as a gymnastics program is that you're all very forward thinking in everything you do. What's the dialogue like around the team as you guys try to come together and help create positive change in your community?
Well, when it comes to the UCLA gymnastics team, we have always known that, yes, we are there for our academics and for our gymnastics, but we do know that there is life after the sport. And gymnastics should not be our entire life. So we have many passions, we have many aspirations and goals. And as a team, we're never afraid to have hard conversations, whether if they're about race, if they're about gender, if it's about stereotypes. We're always open to having conversations and seeing each other throughout. So with such a strong group of young women, all we do is think about changing the world and making it a better place, whether it's by spreading joy with the gymnastics we're doing or by reaching out in our community and educating others. We always have one foot in front of the other when it comes to making positive changes in the environment surrounding us.
Mark Zetta Frazier is with us with UCLA Gymnastics. I'm Brian Fenley, Nick Cope with me here on the Bruin Insiders Show. As an instrument for change, Mark Zetta, how is it validated when you get Janet Jackson calling you?
I mean, I was at a complete loss for words. You can tell yourself you're awesome till you're blue in the face. And you can have thousands of people telling you you're awesome till your ears fall off. But when Janet Jackson tells you you inspire her, that's when you start to believe it. That just really blew my socks off.
What is it about Janet Jackson and her music that really resonates with you? It was a really nice floor routine, really fun to watch. What drew you to her?
Well, very few people have done a Janet Jackson floor routine for a reason. And when it comes to her choreography, everything about her is just so iconic. And I've always known that growing up. I've just always known that, yes, she does sing, and yes, she does dance, but what she really does is perform and captivate her audience, and you can never take your eyes off of her. And I knew I wanted to be just like that. So with my many different personalities I use when I compete, it was an honor to embody the Janet Jackson.
I think as starstruck as you were being in the presence, whether it was just virtually with Janet Jackson, I think she was just as starstruck to meet you. And that's a testament to what you do, the mission you lead with this gymnastics team, and how you are an instrument for change. And we are going to be rooting you on 11 a.m. on Saturday against Oregon State Black Excellence Meet. And anybody can watch it on Pac-12 Networks. Mark Zetta Frazier here on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Brian, are you there? All right, I'll take us to break here. We'll try to get Brian back with us.
Hey.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. We'll wrap up the show when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We got some news out of UCLA basketball to pass along. A couple things. First of all, UCLA has added a game to their schedule, so another road game is upon us. So essentially, UCLA has four more games in the regular season. They are all on the road. The new addition is the one against Oregon on Wednesday, March 3rd. They have not announced a game time yet, but certainly a challenge and one of those resume-building kind of games. The other part, Nick, is Peyton Watson, who's a signee for UCLA basketball, just tabbed as a McDonald's All-American, once again showing the recruiting prowess of Mick Cronin.
Yeah, really excited to see Peyton Watson get here next year. Great length, great defender, and he's going to do big things here at UCLA. And yeah, adding that Oregon game just totally makes the end of this season really that much more important for UCLA, because you're talking about ending the year Colorado, Oregon, and then USC back at home to end this season. Those are three most likely NCAA tournament teams that the Bruins are going to be up against. I wonder, though, Brian, if it's going to be good for UCLA to have that game in the middle of the week before USC. Remember when they had the time off, they had the whole week leading up to Oregon State, then another whole week to USC. Maybe it'll help them keep a rhythm going as they close out the regular season.
It's certainly going to be a great test any way you look at it. For the great Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, Stephen Hartzell, Mitchell Lee, our producer, and UCLA Communications, Tracy Murray, the voice of Nick Cope, of course. I'm Brian Fenley. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show. A programming note, UCLA basketball takes on Utah on Thursday, tip time, 5 p.m. Pacific on AM 1150. Tune in to the broadcast, and we'll break it all down next week. Go Bruins!
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.